we want to go back and take a look at Grand Prairie. Our next guest not only won the event this year, he won it 2 years ago, so he's won two of the last three in Grand Prairie, but he also did it with an important family tie. Very pleased to have welcome the Grand Prairie Stompede champion this year, Aubrey Motowillo, who joins us. Aubrey, how are you, sir?
I'm not bad. Yourself?
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the week. How did it set up? How did the weekend play out from you, from your perspective?
Well, you know, went up there not expecting to win, first and foremost, but, you know, kind of put some horses together, and they just kind of felt strong in spring training, and we went up there, and I think I got the right barrels on the right days. The track seems to change day to day, and, you know, had some new horses in the lineup, and they just kind of, I don't know what it was, but they just run their butts off.
So, Aubrey, one of the things we're trying to do with this report is kind of give people a little background and introduce them to the sport who may not be familiar. So when you say the track changed, was that weather conditions? What changed in the track day-to-day?
Yeah, one day we had a shot of rain, and it'll be a little heavier on the inside, so it'll be the inside rail, the shortest way around the track, will get a little tougher pulling because of the rain. You know, the rain will slope down to the inside because our tracks are on a bit of a degree, you know, in the curves, eh, for curving, and the next day it'll dry out, and it'll be the faster track.
You also mentioned the different teams of horses. Can you tell us in this, you know, in Grand Prairie, how many different setups did you use, and why did you use them?
I end up using 2.5 different outfits, I guess. We generally, in the sport of wagon racing, you'll have a long barrel outfit, which means barrel 1 and 2 is a longer spread when the horn goes. You want a lead team that's not used to cranking right away. They'll actually take a few jumps before they turn, and then you got a 3-4 outfit that's right away the horn basically goes, and it's one jump, and they get to turn the barrels and come out. So I have a long barrel outfit and a short barrel outfit, and I threw a couple new ones in the mix just to keep them fresh.
Now tell me a little bit about the finale, because I understand you drew barrel 4, which isn't necessarily everybody's favorite, but you were happy to take it, right?
Yeah, yes, I was. You know, I was saying going in, that's was going to be my best shot. That was probably the little stronger outfit I had going so far this spring. They came in earlier in the week, and I thought at least there I don't have to, you know, I couldn't get boxed in, just as long as I can stay the outside of the track and give them some open space. I was hoping they could run down the competition.
You won there before. Was there any significance to that? Did you have any advantage as opposed to other riders who haven't had success in Grand Prairie?
No, I don't think so. Winning there before, I try to come prepared because it's for us one of our better paying shows and one of our bigger shows. So you try to get the horses prepared for the big shows for sure. And maybe I was more prepared. I'm not sure. I did have a short spring of training. I'm not really sure why they did so well.
In conversation, Aubrey Motowillo is our guest. He just won Grand Prairie this past weekend on the WPCA Tour. Tell me a little bit about the family connection, because this is really cool. You had your son as one of your outriders.
Yes, he's a second-year outrider. He just turned 16 last month, and he had five rides there, and he did a heck of a job. It's extra special. Like I said, I've won it before, and I've won other shows on my birthday and stuff, but this was definitely the sweetest one, having him ride for me.
What's that relationship like as father and son in this sport? How's your relationship? How would you describe it?
You know what? I'm a wagon driver. He's an outrider, and we get along super duper. He looks after the outriding part of it, and I've never was an outrider, so I don't really tell him what to do, and he doesn't tell me what to do, and it just keeps peace in the family.
Well, fair enough. What about? I mean, he's just 16, and I don't want to put the world in front of him here, but is he going to be a driver one day? Is that the path that he will choose?
Yeah, you know, he's been out driving with me this spring a little bit, and it's actually the first spring he's been driving. He took a big leap in size. He used to be kind of a little bit smaller boy. Now he's quite large. He's a lot bigger than I am and pretty strong. So he definitely wants to, but he said he's no rush. He wants to outride for a few years and go from there.
This is, for you, this is family, right? Because as I understand it, your wife as well is kind of involved behind the scenes. You guys do this as a family?
Yes, actually, we don't even have any barn help hired this year. We're doing it strictly as a family. And my younger boy, Hayden, he's 13, and he's we call him the barn boss. He loves doing the chores and being with the horses, and he does a heck of a job at it. And then my wife, well, she does everything. She is everything. She's the one that holds the outfit together, and very hands-on, hardest-working lady I know.
Aubrey Motowillo is our guest. He just won Grand Prairie, getting set for Saskatoon this weekend on the WPCA Tour. Take me back. Let's get to know you a little bit, Aubrey. Why this sport? What drew you to it? Why did you get involved?
Well, I guess back in 83, my dad went out of cattle, and he had a bunch of ponies running around the field, and he had a neighbor who was involved with the pony wagons, and he told them, you know, there's a sport going on, this pony wagon and cart racing. You should, you know, look into it. You got a bunch of horses that would work. And so they got into the sport in 83, and as soon as I was old enough, actually not quite even old enough, I started driving at 15 and racing and did really well. I won pretty much everything. Well, I did win every show I competed at over the years, and I had a sponsor that told me I should probably move up in the sport and, you know, try to make some money at it maybe, and that's what I did. So I took the jump here, I guess, a dozen years ago, and it's worked out well.
I'm just trying to think of the right way to ask this question. I know a lot of it is probably self-taught and a lot of it's helped, but how would you describe your development? How do you develop in this sport, Aubrey?
You know, you can always become a better driver, I guess, but you got to be half natural at it. It's like a hockey player. You know what? You can't make everybody into a Connor McDavid, right? You got to slowly, you know, develop, I guess, your skills, but you've got to be half natural at it and have a way with horses and a way with handling lines.
What is it that what's the thing that you take away from the sport? Is it the preparation? Is it the actual race day? What gives you the jazz when you get involved in this, or when you're getting ready for the season? What excites you the most about this?
Probably trying new horses. I like watching the new horses develop in the spring and then getting them into races. And then, last spring and then this one, of course, just having my boy ride with me, that gives me all the motivation I need to get out there and do the best I can, because I want to make him proud too.
He's Aubrey Motowillo. He just won Grand Prairie. Off to Saskatoon is stop number two on the WPCA Tour. You mentioned a couple of times spring training and getting ready for the season. What does that entail for you, Aubrey? What do you do to get your horses, to get your outriders, to get yourself ready for the tour?
Well, generally, we will like to start around the 1st of April training the horses. This year didn't work out. We ended up getting only 24 or 25 days that we actually physically worked the horses this spring because of the weather. But you put in some slow miles in them horses. You want to leg them up properly so you don't have any injuries. So for the first 30 days, we'll go really slow with them. And then I'll start driving the new ones. I usually train them all in the spring. I'll start driving them and throw them at the positions where I think they might work. And until they're comfortable, we'll start taking them to the track and actually blowing them out full speed and seeing how they work there. And if it's, a job they like, obviously. And then the outriding horses, the last couple 3 years now that Ethan's been riding, him and even my younger son, they take the new horses out together and they train a bunch of new outriding horses and they gallop them and just get them legged up and ready for the season.
Where do your horses come from? Where do you recruit your stock?
Well, I always joke, I shop local. I did go down to Minnesota last year and didn't buy a darn thing. I buy out of Lethbridge and Edmonton, all my horses. 90% of them are probably Lethbridge horses I don't go that far from home.
Yeah, that part fascinates me because that's really truly the success, right? You can only go as far as your teams will take you and putting them together. That's got to be it. We were talking about development earlier. I'm sure you're better at that now today than you were 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Yeah, I had a handle on the pony circuit pretty good. One of the top there, but it took me a little bit of a learning curve with these thoroughbreds, and every year I learn a little more, and I'm more prepared, mentally, and how I'm going to handle these horses, and what kind of work these horses need and what they don't need, and being able to read a horse. There's some horses you can't use them, 2 days in a row, and you can tell when they're not quite right, and you better sit them and have another horse ready to fill in the gap and take over his position and to keep yourself strong.
Aubrey Motowillo, our guest, as we are on the WPCA Insider Report. A little birdie told me, a little bit of my research came up with the nickname is the Hoadley Hornet. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where did you get that? How did you get that nickname?
Well, a bunch of my neighbors, they were calling me the Bluffton Badger, and I'm actually from Hoadley. It's my address is Bluffton, but I'm actually from Hoadley. It's just a tiny little spot on the map. I don't think it's even on the map. But anyway, and my colors are black and yellow, so they nicknamed me the Hoadley Hornet.
I like it. That's awesome, and it pays homage to your home, so you can't beat that. Tell me about, now, did you go directly from Grand Prairie to Saskatoon? Is that how it works for you?
No, actually, I'm sitting at home right now looking out the window at my horses.
Okay, so when do you prepare for Saskatoon, and what's, you know, what's that process like? Because it's not like just throwing the kids in the camper van and going out for the weekend.
No, well, Ethan and Hayden, they're both in school today, so they'll get home to from school here at 4 o'clock, and then we might train tonight. We'll give the horses a train. They've had the day, you know, they had yesterday, all day yesterday off, and tomorrow morning get up good and early and throw the horses in the trailer and head out to Saskatoon.
What's it, I mean, a couple more for you, but what's it like getting that first win? Because there's, what, 36 drivers and there's only really nine events. I mean, not everybody gets to win. You've already got a win under your belt. How does that set your season up?
You know what, it just gives you, it gives you confidence in your horses and it makes you feel good about what you've, you know, your payoff for last fall and you know, this spring's training and everything. You're just more comfortable, more relaxed, and the horses know it, and they're probably going to perform a little better.
And what about Saskatoon? Tell me about this event from your perspective.
It's a nice show to go to for sure. It's a show that's set up a lot different than Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie, there's a lot of fans around the fence, which we love having them. But it's not probably the best situation for putting new horses into races. So Saskatoon, the way it's setting up for me, I want to try some more new horses in a race there, just because I didn't think they could handle the pressure in Grand Prairie, and I like to start them out slowly. So, for myself, I'll definitely run the good hooks each once, but I think the other 2 days I might just hook some new ones.
Aubrey, can fans follow you? Are you on social media? Is there places they can keep track of you as the season plays itself out?
No, and I keep on getting bugged that I should be on social media, but before you know it, I'll be on there, and I'll get the kids to... keep it updated for me. I'm just not really good at that stuff.
That's what the kids are for, Aubrey. You got them now. They're involved. They're part of the team. Put them to work.
Yes, I know, definitely. And I've been asked many, many times to get on social media, and I definitely will.
Hey, listen, congratulations on Grand Prairie. Best of luck coming up here in Saskatoon. And, of course, all of us have our eyes on Calgary in just about a month's time. So thank you for doing this. Enjoy your off day. And again, best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Aubrey Motowillo joining us on the WPCA Insider Report. He just won Grand Prairie, $50,000 for winning that, and it was a family affair as his 16-year-old son was one of his outriders. I think that is really, really cool. You know what else is really cool? We got an opportunity for you to ride on a chuck wagon. That's right. How about this? Four horses, a chuck wagon, a driver, and you whipping around the track in High River. High River, June 22nd to 25th. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So it's from the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. Head on over to our website, find out more information, and you can get to ride on a pro chuck wagon. That, I think, would be a lot of fun. Who knows? Maybe you'll be able to go head-to-head with Aubrey at some point. That's a big win. It's not a long tour, as we know. Only so many events, and there's 36 drivers. Not everybody's going to win a tour stop this year. To get one right out of the gate has got to be a big thing for him. Once again, for more information on the WPCA and to keep track of everything they're up to, go to their website, WPCA.com. As I mentioned, in Saskatoon this weekend and then coming to Medicine Hat real, real soon, June 15th to June 18th. So it's busy as they're getting into the thick of it. And again, the middle of the tour, but the big stop, Calgary. And we're going to get you caught up on everything around the Stampede later on as we head into July.
This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.